Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
It's the blood of the wild.
What if
craziest show in Texas? If you don't have a wiener, you are not invited. This is men only.
Fair enough. Used to it.
Ooh, yeehaw!
I'll borrow one from a friend.
Hold on to somebody else's wiener.
This is a show where we do a man's work, playing a Pathfinder Second Edition. Quest for the
Can
frozen
two people
flame.
Hold on to the same wiener? Does that count?
As hold long on to as your wieners. Consent?
Hold on to your wieners, ladies. Grab a wiener because we are about to
normally
ride.
I find square dance is boring, but this one's all right.
Grab your partner, swing them around.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, God. Swing him till he starts crying. Okay. Welcome to Blood of the Wild. I'm the Game Master, Jared Logan. We have Paula Deming, Skidmar, Mary Lou, and Joe O'Brien with us, and we are going to play Quest for the Frozen Flame for Pathfinder 2nd Edition, and we're going to play it Texas style. That means... No pants.
Okay. Way ahead of you.
We're playing Texas style. Boy, we have fun here.
Why do we want to interrupt Mary Lou's lunch? She's eating.
Sorry, I'm eating a bagel.
It does look good.
Blueberry bagel.
You don't want to have zero blood sugar while you're playing the game. Your head flops down onto your keyboard.
I get distracted.
Yeah.
If I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
I'm not.
That's not Texas style.
That's not Texas style.
Texas style. You cannot be hungry if you're going to do a Texas style.
Okay, I have like two more crunches left.
Bagels are from New York City.
New York City. Like those Pace Picante commercials.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that salsa from?
Paula,
do you guys remember that?
Get a rope.
Yes.
Yeah, they hang. They're going to lynch the guy for making, first of all, why are they making salsa in New York City? That does not seem cost effective at all. But do you guys remember, you may not be old enough.
These are the original
Pace version
Picante.
Yes, Pace Picante sauce. The original version of the commercial said that the sauce was made in New Jersey. And the state of New Jersey got really incensed about it. So they changed it to New York.
And New York was like, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, who
when
cares?
Originally
all
they
right.
were like, this was made in New Jersey. New Jersey. And then New Jersey got mad.
It made way more sense, personally, I think. But yeah, then New Jersey got like, hey, stop making fun of us. What are you doing? And so then they stopped and they made it.
I trust New Jersey with a tomato.
Yeah, they make.
It's largely tomato based.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I would not trust. I don't know. I don't trust. Have you ever tried to get Mexican food in New York? It's bad.
It is very bad.
There's like, what's the deal? A lot of places where there's no. I was recently in the UK, and let me tell you a place where it's hard to find. Oh. It's good to find. There's a lot of variety of food in the UK. The stereotype that there's bad food there, I think, is frankly tired. But you cannot get good Mexican food.
Well,
in
let me
the
tell
UK.
You something.
I tried
that.
I got Mexican food in Australia. Now, that was a nightmare, and I don't recommend it to anyone. That was a crime.
Let me explain something. I will only eat Mexican food if I'm in Mexico.
Wow.
I only like it's only pure there.
What's great too is when you're in Mexico, everything you're eating is Mexican
food. Mexican
That's
food
true.
Technically.
That's true.
That's a good point. Yeah,
you have a good point. You have a Mexican bagel.
Yeah, I'll have some tiramisu Mexican style.
Yeah.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search realms of peril and glory to find out more.
Reality TV is messy.
Pop culture is louder than ever.
And the internet?
Completely unhinged.
Welcome to Roxanne.
And Chantel.
The podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows.
Spill the headlines.
And sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter.
No boring takes.
Just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne.
And Chantel.
Let's get into it.
All right. Well, that was some fun chatter, but it's time to get to the business at hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have got like work to do. We're in the thick of it.
Enough friendship. There is a deadly battle going on. So I will begin the show by saying, the other lords say our days are numbered. Our following dwindles, and we have failed in our sacred charge. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night. They are mistaken. We are strong. Broken, but strong. Our hearts beat, and it is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra. And in each heart, the blood of the wild?
Did that one end with a question mark?
I tried to end that trumpet with a question mark, but it was harder than I thought it would be.
Man, remember when we got an email back in the day where Jared was like, you know, we can have fun, but let's have like a dramatic story.
Let's be really
serious.
And
then it's just like, but then this group of people got together and we can't help ourselves. There's drama though. My dad almost died.
I think we're hitting it the nail on the head. We have a dramatic story, and we are having fun. And
we are having fun.
I will say, and you know, maybe people out there might disagree with me. This is the best show ever created.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Challenges on that. Like,
it's better than Honeymooners.
Yes, thank you.
Like, significantly, I think.
So at least there's one.
Yeah, this show is better than Golden Palace, the spinoff of Golden Girls that took place in a hotel.
I'd stipulate. I'd agree to that.
I didn't even know about that one, but I'm glad to.
Now let's return to the Golden Palace that is our narrative with the way of a brief recap. So our scouts, made up of Raga, Olog, Yelka, and Awol, are the tip of the spear. They were scouting ahead for the Broken Tusk following. They're looking for the Primordial Flame. To do that, they have to go to Red Cat Cave and talk to the Flame's guardian, where the flame was stolen, and find out where it is now. But they're being chased by the Burning Mammoth following, who want to take the flames for themselves. Oh, those selfish so-and-sos. So they have recently arrived at the Grandparents, a mountain pass that leads to Red Cat Cave, where they're headed. But they found some tracks. Following those tracks, they found a woman, definitely from the south, speaking a language they didn't understand. She had three porters with her. She set up some
in
sort of
pace
camp.
Picante.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was around one of those weird objects that you encountered at the old battleground, an inverted black pyramid that sits on the edge of the cliff where she was kind of experimenting. And you guys tried to parley with her at first, but it didn't quite work out when Raga pulled her spear and a battle ensued between the woman and her three porters and your party. When we last left our heroes, the woman, who is a potent spellcaster, was muttering over the pyramid, looking out at the Broken Tusk following below, perhaps preparing some sort of dastardly doings for them. You have to stop her? Question mark? Let's
question
go
mark?
Back to our combat, to our encounter. We are at round three, and it is the porter's turn to act next. One of them is dead by Olog's axe, but there are two left, and they will do this. The one right here, porter one, is going to move to flanking Yelka, and that gives him flanking, and
but they're still within my emanation of Bane, so minus one.
Oh, and a minus one
effect.
And your AC is minus two. Okay, here we go. Here's the attack.
It's a whole lot of minuses.
Miss
minuses
it.
All around.
Well, it's a natural 20.
Oh,
it's a natural 20.
No.
So that is a 26 altogether.
Opens the sesh with a natural 20.
That's how I do
that
it.
Will hit me.
That's how we do it round here. Okay.
Texas style.
In these parts. Oh, wait. With a minus two to my AC?
AC. Mm-hmm.
So with a minus two, that's a critical.
It's also a critical because he rolled a 20. So
that's also that. So
okay,
any way you roll
it's just a critical.
So it's a super critical.
It's a double critical.
Yeah.
It's a double crit. If I insta die.
Yeah, that means your head explodes. Okay.
Nice. I'll start working on my next character.
Okay.
You are dealt.
I'll miss you.
You are dealt 8 piercing damage.
Now wait.
8 piercing damage.
I do have a shield up.
Oh, yeah. Magic
that
shield.
Gives
yeah
me a plus one circumstance bonus. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So we have damaged Paula. Oh, wait, Deming. And,
wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
she
has another. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Oh, go wait ahead.
Can I use the shield block reaction?
Yes, please.
Yes,
now
you
that
may
I have
amazing
my magic shield up. So this has a hardness of 5. After I use this, the spell ends, and that is it for this combat. I cannot cast it again. So this will
so
soak
you reduce
up
that
some
damage
of the damage
five,
I'm going to take.
Okay.
Yeah, so you take 3 okay damage, right?
No, it was 10, right? So you take 5.
It was 8.
It was 8 damage.
Oh, it was 8.
Damage.
Yeah,
cool. It was 8
then, yeah,
piercing.
Kapow! Wonder
awesome
Woman style.
Done. Nice.
Good
nicely
one
done.
The shocks fizzle out. The
awesome
the electricity goes and soaks up 5 of that, and I take 3 damage. That was with it, crit? I don't want to question it, but I thought I was going to take a lot more than that. I'm very happy.
Woo-woo!
Okay.
These guys with the hooks
well
kind of suck.
They're we probably shouldn't be murdering them.
Yeah. Well,
we might want to talk to the dwarf. Yeah.
They seem like untrained porters.
It's
at
too
least
late
not trained in fighting.
Too late for one of them.
It's yeah too late to turn back now. All right. Here comes. He's going to take a multiple attack penalty
this
and attack.
Dies.
And that is a terrible roll. The multiple attack penalty was not worth it. Okay. Then we go to the one flanking Yelka on her left, and he attacks.
I no longer have my shield, but he's got his minus one, but I've got my minus two.
With his minus
so
one, he
on
rolls a 16.
That will hit because I have a -2 in my AC 17. Oh. I hate it.
Flanking stupid. I hate flanking too. We all do. We all hate it. Okay, here we go. You'll be happy to know that that is a regular hit, and so my man only does 4 piercing damage to you.
Oh, but it hurts. Yelka eyes flash in pain and is starting to feel worried because she's surrounded.
Yes, she is. And this guy will also take his multiple attack penalty for a second attack. And he rolls very poorly. It'll be a 13, not enough. Okay.
That'll miss. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Great. Those are the two. Oh, wait. Yeah. He attacked twice and he can do something. So he wants to stay in flanking. He'll skip his last attack. He's just a minion. Here we go. Then we go to Yelka.
All right. Let's get wild. Oh, no. But this is going to mess up. Okay, you know what? Who cares? No, I can't make it. Okay, I do care, because never mind. I was like, I'm going to break away. I'm going to run over to this lady. I'm going to shove her. Will that mess up Olog? Who cares? But I can't get to her in one movement, so maybe that's not a good use of my turn. So instead, I will cast Electric Arc on the porter on my left, and that will bounce over to the porter on my right, and they must make a basic reflex saving throw.
I love that they're on either side of you and your attacks like literally arcing over your head like a little electrical rainbow. They're making reflex saves, you say?
Yes.
Okay, here comes the first one on your left. He rolled a 6 for his reflex save.
Amazing. That's a critical fail.
That's a crit fail.
Oh, dear me. Awesome. And here comes the second one. His reflex save was a natural 1.
Oh, yes!
Two crit fails.
Wait. You're 100% sure that first one was just 6?
I'm 100% sure. Because he only gets a plus to his reflex save. He is only working with a plus 3.
Ooh, wow.
He really murdered these poor guys.
Let's go.
These, like, laborers.
Zap them. They shouldn't have come at us with the hooks.
Yeah, that's on them.
They did come at us with the hooks.
Yeah. So, nothing in my description says anything about if they critically fail?
I think it's just double damage.
It's double damage.
Double damage. Baby.
It's basic. Basic save always means double damn on a fail. Fumble, rather.
I'm learning everything.
Critical
so,
fail.
I deal electricity damage equal to 1d4 plus my spellcasting ability modifier. So it's 1d4 plus 4 times
double.
2?
Dimes
that's
2.
A d8. That's not what we want to roll. Where the heck is my...
Yeah, just roll the d8. It's fine.
Here's a d4.
It's not going to be that much more.
4. Say it.
I rolled a 1.
Okay, that was 25% of the options.
10 damage.
10 damage.
Total. So does that go to 1 and I need to roll for the other one, or you want to apply the same thing to both? It's the
Let's move on. It's the same electric arc,
so I think so.
Yeah, let's apply the
same thing to both because I'm going to tell you right now.
It kills them.
You kill both of them.
We see their skeletons through their silhouettes.
Wow.
As Yelka watches them fry,
she is so scary.
Her stomach kind of twists and she feels a bit of that guilt again about how they're murdering humans. Well, they're not humans. Raga, they're dwarves.
Yes,
but you know what I mean.
Good job. You
they're
murdered
subhuman.
Them.
They're dwarves. Oh, man. That's really. You're like. Emperor in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So scary.
Totally am. Yeah, that
unlimited
was
power!
Unlimited power! Together, we can rule the galaxy.
And rule the
as
galaxy.
What? Yeah, as father.
No, that was Vader. All right.
Okay.
Let's rock.
That brings us to the spellcaster. And she is perhaps a little bit worried about Olog, who is taking swings at her. So she will turn to him and cast a spell where she is literally running her hands over your eyes here in this close melee.
Oh,
don't,
no.
Don't even. Jared, don't.
I don't like it.
Not the skin.
I think I only cast Electric Arc, right?
Oh, yep. Dear me. Yes.
So just quickly, for my last action, I will yell out Olog's name and cast Guidance.
Oh, awesome. Okay, great. Thank you.
Nice.
Okay. So that's it.
Okay, no problem. You must make a will saving throw, Olog.
Okay.
And you get the circumstance bonus.
Yeah, I will use the guidance on this. Saving throw. I've not been rolling well.
Come on.
And the trend continues.
No, a new session. That should wipe.
It should, but it doesn't seem to have done so. That's a 14 total.
A 14 is not enough, and so you failed. You take 12 mental damage.
Oh,
ow. Ow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that'll give you a headache.
And she's going to abandon what she was doing at the pyramid because she's a little bit worried about this orc, and she's just going to move away. Get out of the way. In her porters are dead too, she's realizing. So she's going to move over here.
Yeah, you're done messed up, lady.
Okay, that is her turn. And that brings us to AWOL.
And little does she realize that as a result of my no escape reaction,
Olog
is hot on her heels right behind her.
There is no escape, Southern Witch!
No escape!
All right, AWOL is going to move up to flank her with Olog.
Yes.
So he's going to move
up
to the other side of her, cut off her path back to the tents.
Yeah, cut off her Slosson.
He's going to hunt prey and then cut that giant hat right off her head.
Yes.
So twin takedown. Here we go. First attack.
She's
going to
do something. Wait, slow down.
Uh-oh.
You have targeted her with a melee strike. She is going to activate her mesmerizing sigil. So as you try
to
strike her,
natural 20.
She waves her hands in the air, making gestures again. And you must attempt a will save.
Oh, no. AWOL is real dumb. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, my God.
You gotta be kidding.
Hero point.
Oh, God.
I rolled a natural 2, so I still could roll a natural 1.
You could, but joke, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, don't do it, though.
Wait,
don't roll
a natural. Use the hero point?
No, don't roll a natural 1.
Okay. Well, I can't not roll a natural 1. I have no control over that. Come on, O'Brien. There we go. Okay. Well, you know what? I bet you it still failed, but that is a 19.
Is. Altogether a 19?
Has to be a fail.
It's a fail.
Yes.
Oh, I hate her.
She is concealed from you.
Oh, no.
And now, in order for your attack to hit, I want you to make a flat check.
Oh, okay.
Boy. Going to skip the flat
check. Even with your low light vision.
What?
You have to make a flat check.
And it's DC 5 because she is concealed to me.
That's right.
Well, I will roll the concealment for shits and gigs. Rolled a 10. Doesn't matter, because my attack was a natural 1.
Oh,
no.
So even before she mesmerized me, I had already rolled a natural 1. I was going to hero point that natural 1, but then I had to do this will save, so I hero pointed. So now I don't have a hero point. So now I have to go to the old fan fumble.
Wow.
This
I was
one,
hoping you were rolling a natural 20, if I'm honest. I was really hoping
I know,
it was
I was
a natural 20.
It would have been preferable, honestly.
Yeah,
it
I was
been.
Also
you
hoping
know what?
For that. Call me crazy.
We edit this. Let's just re-roll it, redo it. I'll make a cut. Natural 20.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
Yay!
Can you hear the authentic cheers of my team?
Joe, I'm sorry. The script for the episode says you roll a 1 here.
Troy sent over this one, right? He sent over the script. Okay, this one from Jamie in Los Alamos, New Mexico. I love Los Alamos.
I was just in Los Alamos a few months ago.
I was in Los Alamos many years ago, but I thought it was awesome.
I like Los Alamos, California.
I was at the
good wine tasting.
The Atomic History Museum. I love that.
I was there. I went to the Atomic. I saw, what is it, Big Bertha? What's it called? Little Betty? What is it?
Yeah, Fat Man and Little Boy.
Fat Man and Little Boy.
Little Betty. Yeah. Little Betty, the famous nuclear device, Little Betty. And then there's Naughty Tommy, who they...
Naughty Tommy!
They were going to drop Naughty Tommy on Berlin.
That's right.
But they decided he was too damn naughty.
You're too naughty.
You're so bad, Tommy.
Well, they told him to go to Berlin, and he
went.
Naughty Tommy.
Just wouldn't go.
All right, this one from Jamie in Los Alamos. Old injury. Your overexertion tears open an old wound, increasing, oh my God, increasing your wounded condition by one. Ooh. And gain 1d4 persistent bleed.
Oh my God.
No, Jamie, holy, get out of here. No,
you know what, Jamie? I don't like Los Alamos anymore.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I'll take that bleed at the end of my turn, but first I'm going to swing a second time. Oh, just killing it. That's a natural 4, which I'm sure is not a hit. That's an 11 against her flat-footed AC. Flat-footed, Logan!
Flat-footed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to do it, though. What did you say?
Like,
11 altogether? Is that what you said?
Do you want me to roll my bleed, or do you want to roll it?
I want you to roll it. Okay. I want you to hurt yourself.
2 points.
I hurt myself today.
Jared likes to watch. All right, I'm going to take 2 points of bleed damage.
I don't like it.
I'm going to roll a flat check to see if that bleed heals up. Natural 3. This die, gone.
Get it out of here.
You're
done. Don't roll it anymore.
Joe.
What's the DC of that persistent flat check? Persistent 15. Damage? 15, right. Okay, great. All right, that was AWOL, right? Is that everything that AWOL?
Yep. That is okay. My horrible, horrible turn. Seriously.
So it was not great,
I don't
folks.
Like it.
It was not
that
great.
That turn smelled like a big old cow pie, and now it's Raga's turn.
Okay.
Hey, Raga, could you fix this real fast?
Yeah, I'm going to try, but...
help us.
Okay. Farza. Okay. I am going to use my first action to command Baba, and he's going to move over here. He's going to come sprinting. Rah, 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 rah. Big polar bear lumbering up this mountain. And then I'm going to move over here, so she's double flanked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So flanked by Olog and AWOL, flanked by Raga and Baba. Oh, it's amazing.
And I am going to stab her with my spear.
Here we go. Let's see if you can do it.
Come on.
Come on, I dare ya.
Come on.
You
come
did
on.
Not.
No, Mary Lou, come on.
Mary Lou.
I rolled a natural 3.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, but you know what? I'm using my hero point. I don't care.
You have one more. You have one more. Your last one, right?
This is my last one, so I have none left. But I just can't. I can't do this anymore. I can't fail anymore. I don't
Sometimes you just get to that point. You're like, I can't fail anymore.
I'll just remind everyone that no one has hit this woman with any damage yet.
Yeah.
I know. Oh boy.
You,
Mary Lou.
Oh, stop.
No. I don't when someone rolls and then drops out of frame from the camera.
The session.
Guys, what would be worse than a natural 3?
A natural 2?
What would be worse than a natural 2?
No!
Mary Lou.
Natural 1.
Oh my god.
I rolled a natural 1.
Spent hero points to get natural 1?
I spent a hero point to get a natural 1 because I'm the dumbest bitch to ever rock Earth.
Seems a bit harsh, but...
Yeah, I told Joe to hurt himself, not you. Okay.
That's how I feel.
All right, that's okay because your companion still has an action.
He sure does, and I did command him.
We need a fan fumble.
We need a fan fumble. Oliver in, I'm not trying to pronounce this, Malmö, Skåne County, Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Malmö, cool.
I don't know how to pronounce your county. I'm very sorry. But yeah, Oliver in Sweden, thank you so much.
Is it the A with the little circle over it?
Yes.
That's Skåne, I think. It's pronounced an O. That's an O sound.
Or is it scone? That's a British accent joke for all of you out there. Sorry.
If Paula didn't mention it, she just returned from the UK. Have I not mentioned it yet? This one is called Dalgraith Deadbringer.
Not going to mean anything, I think, to Mary Lou. Just as you're about to strike, the body of a famous dwarf falls from the sky and lands on top of you. Oh my god, we're fighting these weird dwarves! Suddenly, out of nowhere, a dwarf falls. Go ahead and roll a reflex save.
Okay, that's my worst one. Good. It's that ghost. It's the ghost of the... that was a natural 3 for a total of 7.
Natural 3 for a total of 7, and the DC would be her AC, which would be a critical failure. Which in this case is you take bludgeoning damage equal to double your level. So,
what
is that?
I take four bludgeoning damage?
Four bludgeoning damage from some magical dwarf that fell from the sky. But anyway, some shit fell from the sky. You take four.
Thanks for making a dwarf fall from the sky. That fits right into the world I'm trying to create.
No, it's fine. I think a dwarf took the quest for sky a little too overenthusiastic. That's what happened.
Really got up there. But at the end of the day, what I love about it is we don't have to deal with it because Raga chose to stand on the edge of the death cliff. So the dwarf just hits her and then is gone.
That's true.
We don't have a body to investigate or anything.
I'm the game master here. The body is staying.
I was trying to help you, Jared.
And the dwarf is not dead. But he is angry.
Okay. Oh my god, it's another combatant.
Oh no.
No, he falls off the cliff. Okay. All right.
Okay, so if you're looking at Raga, you know how in cartoons, like, sometimes a character will, like, be missing a bunch of teeth and have, like, a black swollen eye and, like, a bandage and they're, like, swaying and there's, like, stars circling over their head and they're, like, that's what Raga looks like right now, okay?
Oh, okay.
Need everybody to know that.
Raga is still standing? Raga is still standing, though,
right? Still standing.
Okay,
great.
Still
standing.
And now...
Somehow.
I will say that Baba has another action left.
Yeah, it is Baba. He can.
He's bite Baba.
He's gonna bite.
Baba bite. Come on, Baba.
Farts! 12.
12, not high enough to hit.
I know!
I know!
Not high enough to hit the lady.
Oh my god, I hate her so much.
Yeah, too. She's awful. Ever since you put the artwork up, you're just like, you get this bad taste in your mouth, and then you can't hit her.
Yeah, see, her art, she has a smug look on her face, like, ugh.
Do not like.
Yeah, and she's gonna destroy all of you with her potent magic. Well, anyway,
it feels like
that is all of Raga's actions, I believe, which brings us to Olog Crowborn.
By the way, I would like to make a quick metagaming point because I think it's fun, and also I think characters can benefit in other ways from metagaming.
Let's hear
this. Woman is no joke because if I remember, I failed. I rolled a 10, and that was a critical failure, which means the DC of her spells is higher than 20, which puts her at least 3 levels above us. 2 to 3 levels above us. So yeah, like, this is a no joke sort of character, and I believe our characters are starting to sense that. It's like, might be out
Mary
of our
Mary Lou's starting to sense it.
Look, there are a lot of celebrity interview podcasts out there, but there's only one Happy, Sad, Confused. I'm Josh Horowitz, and yeah, I'm the host of the show, so I'm a little biased, but truly, Happy, Sad, Confused is the place for nerdy and intimate conversations with all your favorite actors and filmmakers. From Andrew Garfield and Scarlett Johansson to Christopher Nolan, casting what-ifs, backstage stories, and much more. Listen to Happy, Sad, Confused on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to unsolved mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Rundown, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay. Well, Olog, can you do your thing with your axe where you just crush them?
I'm going to try.
Thanks, buddy.
So Olog, in his rage state, barely registers the Douglas Adams-like absurdity of a dead dwarf falling from the sky for no reason. Lifts his axe over his head and brings it down to the Southern Witch! That is a 20.
That is a 20.
Flat-footed.
She is flat-footed, and that means it's a hit.
Yes! Finally! Oh, finally! Okay, 13 points of damage. Not a great roll.
13 points of damage. She looks offended. Oh, offended.
Are you kidding?
By your blow.
Okay.
Perhaps even a bit annoyed. And so,
wow.
You have more actions left, sir.
Okay. Olog, in his rage state, cannot recognize offense or irritation. And so,
I do not recognize your emotions.
Unbowed, he will attack again, and that is a crit fail for sure. Well, it's a miss. That's a natural two.
Okay.
So he swings like over her head, like grazing her stupid hat. And with his final act, he is going to try to intimidate her, and he's just going to just with spittle flying out of his mouth onto her face. Okay. That is a 24.
That intimidates her.
Ooh.
Yes.
Demoralized?
Wipe that. She is demoralized. Look off her face.
She's frightened one, right? She's frightened one?
I believe so.
I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay. So that means she'll take that penalty to just about everything she does.
Frightened one.
Yeah. Awesome.
Unless 24 was a critical success, which I'm sure it wasn't.
It was not a critical success, but the target has become frightened one. And so, well done, Olog. And that is Olog's turn. We return. The porters are dead. We start round four, and we are starting with Yelka now.
Yelka, sensing of just a fit of rage, calls upon the tempest swirling around her and within her heart, pushes her hands forward toward this woman and unleashes a pushing gust. It has a range of 500 feet. It targets this woman, and I'm trying to push her off the dang cliff. If she fails, she will be pushed 10 feet away from me, which I think will push her off the edge.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Whoa.
This is a fortitude saving throw. The DC is 18. Apply whatever negative status bonuses you got.
Wow. Paul is fired.
Up!
Wow. Let's go.
Fortitude saving throw. What was the DC again?
18.
Here we go.
This will activate my curse as well, but come on.
She rolled pretty high, guys. She rolled a 16, and that equals a 22 altogether.
Okay, so a success. She's pushed 5 feet away from me, so she is still pushed 5 feet.
Oh, that's worst case scenario, because now she can't be flanked anymore.
She's right on the edge of the cliff,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but she is right on the edge.
That's true.
She grits her teeth as her feet kind of slide through the dirt toward the edge of the cliff. And she's already demoralized by Olog, so there is a look of fear on her face now. She's not annoyed. She's terrified. But it is her turn now.
I have one. That was only two actions.
Oh, yes, it is you. So, yeah,
so
go ahead.
I have one more action. And let me see if there is any freaking thing I can do. I will. Oh, shoot. Seeing how rough. Raga looks, how sad and upset I know she is, I'm going to cast some guidance on Raga in my last action. So I just scream out Raga's name. Push her off the edge! Raga! And you'll get a little surge of encouragement.
Thank you.
And that'll be that. Gosh, I wish I'd blown her off. And the winds swirl around me. I now have 5 feet of storm around me with some little electrical shocks because I did one of my oracle spells.
Very good.
Okay, that's it.
Southern witch is going, it's now her turn. And she is going to move away from all of these combatants who are teaming up on her. Again, over to the pyramid. And then she is going, but Olog follows her.
Yes, he does.
No escape for southern witches.
No escape.
She's going to suddenly intone a spell. Blue force energy springs from her fingertips.
No.
And she intones a higher level version of magic missile, meaning even though she's only using the 2-action version, she gets 3 missiles.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
And let's see. She is going to shoot 2 of them at Olog and 1 at Yelka.
Oh, no.
Okay, so let me say the first missile does 4 damage to Olog. The second missile does 2 damage to Olog. And the last missile does 2 damage to Yelka. God damn it. That was a pretty desperate move. And anyway, she's on the ropes, you guys. Well, I mean, not health-wise. I'm revealing too much. It is now...
It's pretty obvious she's not on the ropes health-wise.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious that she's going to be like...
She's in a bad spot, though.
I respect you enough to
She's in a bad predicament. Okay, AWOL, it's your turn.
AWOL just... runs at her full speed, and he's going to... And it's an entire additional move action to get in flanking versus not flanking.
25 feet again.
Yeah, the 25 feet, it comes up exactly.
They wanted us to be able to move more, but in order to balance that, they had to make the movement slightly.
Yes.
Slightly less. That's totally. Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to do the double move in order to get the flanking because we do know she's really tough to hit. So we'll lower that AC and I'll do a twin takedown. I forgot. That die is going in the trash forever. Here we go. Stab with the old short cert. Nope. That is a 15 to hit.
That is not a hit.
Tough.
Second attack, natural 4.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Wow. What is with us?
Second D20 thrown out
brutal,
the window.
Brutal. Brutal. Okay.
She must think, I am so inept.
Well, we're children, kind of.
We are. True.
We are
these,
children.
These goddamn teens. No wonder she's annoyed. She's surrounded by teens.
Yeah. All of our emotions.
Right, she exactly.
She hates your teenage daydreams. And now it is time for Raga to act.
God, man. I don't even know what to do here. I mean, if we could... She can't move through enemies, right?
No.
No.
She could tumble through, maybe.
Oh, tumble through. Right. I'm in such a desperate spot. I'm going to cast heal on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm using 2 actions. I'm doing the 2 action version. So that is a 2d8. So I'm going to run. Okay, 6. Plus 3, that's 9. So I get 9 points healed. Raga, she hunkers down. She, squats down on her heels, and she, hugs herself. She's in this little, tight ball, and you kind of see maybe some ice grow up from the ground, but this is like good ice, and it feels like this ice is like hugging her and giving her a little bit of energy. And ooh, she stands up and like shakes it off like she just got like a bracing chill, but in a good
cold
way.
Cold never bothered her anyway.
That's right. And she like the frost like sort of cracks off, and she feels like a dog shaking off the water. She feels a little better.
Good ice, like a natural ice.
Yeah. Natty ice. A light natty ice.
A light natty ice.
Yeah. and then with her last action, she's going to command Baba to freaking bite.
Bite!
And so there he goes.
Can Baba take advantage of the guidance? Can I be casting guidance on Baba?
Yes, you can. Yes. But I think you have to cast it specifically on Baba.
Good to know.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't take advantage of your guidance,
it's
but
okay.
It had to be done.
It's all right.
Okay, Baba Bite.
Come on, Baba.
Finally! Ooh, it was all coming for this moment. That is a natural 20 for a 27.
Yes! Awesome.
Oh.
27, is that a crit success? No.
It's a natural 20. Not a crit success. I mean, it is a crit success because it's a natural 20. So
it's a crit, because it's a
because it was just a natural 20. Baby.
And he has a name, I think.
Oh yeah. He's named.
That means he gets a fan crit.
Critical. This one from Tim Kruger in Arvada, Colorado.
Hey, Arvada, we'll be out there. Then sort of around that. That's the north of Denver. Has been. Yeah, we'll see you soon, Tim.
See you soon.
Hit him hard. You hit your target so well that they're distracted. The target must make a will save.
Oh,
so go ahead, make a will save. What was the to hit?
27.
All right, so it's DC 27.
DC 27, so will she just save. She just rolled a 17.
I bet she has a plus 10 to her will.
Critical failure. Okay, yeah. So...
Oh, I see. Oh.
All right,
that's
so...
with her... That's all so, total? 17? Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
So, it's a critical failure. Hit them hard. You hit your target so well that they're distracted. So, this is Baba. So, Baba deals double damage and then gets another attack. And the critical part of that is he doesn't take the map. So, it's at his full attack bonus.
Oh, cool.
So do double damage, and then you get one more swing or bite.
All right, so Baba just, he chomps her right in her silky little pantaloons and takes a big old chunk out of her butt and does 14 points.
Oh,
amazing.
That's awesome.
So good.
And gets another attack.
And he gets another attack. And that is a 23.
That's a hit.
Nice.
Yes.
MVP, Baba. Yeah.
Let's go, Baba. He's pissed off. And does 7 additional points.
Hell yeah.
He takes another small chomp out of her other pantalooned ass cheek.
Hell yeah. That's fucking great. MVB, most valuable bear.
MVB.
Well done, Raga. Any more actions?
Nope, that's it.
Then we come to Olog Proborn.
Come on, Olog.
All right. Olog, he has stayed with her stride for stride. He's going to try. He's going to lift his axe one more time. Come on, please don't screw
me. And Mesmerizing Sigil. Please make a will save.
Her.
Okay. All right.
Jared, that ranks up there with the nerdiest things that you've ever said. You're just like, and Mesmerizing Sigil.
Well, you should have heard me yelling that at my wife last night.
That is a 11.
An 11 is not enough. And so she is now, it's not a critical failure though, I don't believe. So she is now concealed from you. Please make the flat check for conceal, DC 5.
DC 5 flat check. Okay, 7. On the flat check.
Okay, you just made it, so you can go ahead and attack her.
Okay. Now he swings the axe. All that resolved.
Come on.
Natural 17. That is a 26 to hit.
Yes.
That's 26. A 26, and she's flanked by you currently, right?
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
That is just correct.
That is a critical hit.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
We are saving up all our luck till the end.
Yes, I'm saving all my luck for you. All right, that is 36 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you did to her, but it's messy. She is very dead.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes. Amazing. I'm so glad she's dead.
I will drench my clothing in the blood of the Southern Witch.
As he slowly comes out of his rigs.
Her body slumps against the Black Pyramid. Her blood drips out over it in a thin pool.
Gross.
And it crackles. A little bit of magical energy crackles through the pyramid.
Can I run over to the pyramid and try and figure out, do a check to see if I can figure out what she was trying to do with it and if it needs to be, like, disarmed or disabled in some way?
Yes, you may. You know that these things, you studied one before and you noticed that they enhance magic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that she has a great view of your following, but they are very far away, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're like over
here to increase the range of a spell, perhaps.
I think that's a pretty good guess.
Does it look like, wait a second, maybe I'm misunderstanding. Does it look like she brought the obelisk there or that she found it?
Okay. No, it is stuck solidly into the ground.
This is another one of, I think this is another one of those ley line points. And I think she was using this to make it so that whatever she was wanting to cast would reach where our following is.
What?
Was she casting
a curse or something?
Why would she go after us?
She was looking over at the following and making her little nefarious noises and chucklings and things. I did not trust her.
But why? Why us? What does she have against us? And in that moment, Yelka will just drop down and start rifling through this bloody mess of woman, hoping to find something that might give her an idea of if there was a specific motive to this.
Right, that makes sense. So, a specific motive. Well, I'll tell you what. Give me a society check as you go through her things.
No.
I know that all of us have a good solid zero.
I believe
zero.
We are all untrained in that, right? Or
I'm going to use my hero point.
Really? Re-roll. For this?
Yeah.
Boy, you guys spend hero points like...
going out of style. Like,
know,
we'll never
and
die.
This is only an 11.
An 11? Well, wow.
That's not
enough
do it,
to
so,
tell
right?
you anything. And once again, the tip of the spear are... like natives of the realm of the Mammoth Lords, you're kind of like digging through her stuff. Like, what is this? I don't understand your civilized ways. I am a child of the earth.
So that was my original role. So that's why I want to use it here because I want to know.
Okay, here's
the
hero
deal
point.
Is. That's a 19.
A 19.
Ooh, much better.
All right. Oh, this is going to be really worth your hero point.
Probably not, but I don't care. I want to know. Yelka is desperate to know. What is this related to the Frozen Flame? Is it related to Syarstick, whatever their name is? Is it related to, or is it just random?
This woman is some sort of hunter. That's why she has a little bow hanging off of her. That is why
she was a hunter. You mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She is. She's a different type of hunter than you're used to, but she is a hunter, and you can see that her view is looking directly down on the mammoth herd.
Oh, she wanted our mammoth.
This was some kind of hunting blind.
Yeah, this is totally like fucking.
This is like when rich people go on safari.
Yeah.
This is a safari.
Oh, I hate her.
I don't like her even more now. This is
That is so gross.
I don't think that she was after us specifically, but I think she just wanted to take out our mammoths.
Even worse. She was trying to trap them, to trick them, to defeat them, but not at their own strength, not in a fair fight. In a, what you call this, a hunter's blind? You want the animals to be blind? This is low and cowardly work.
Raga's going to storm off back towards the camp.
Okay. Yeah, AWOL's going to the camp to search around there. AWOL doesn't understand. I don't think AWOL knows what that is, this safari. Like, I think AWOL is like, well, how would she transport all the meat?
Yeah.
You know, like...
all that meat just for her?
Right, she looks well fed. Why would she need a mammoth? If she was hungry, she could have asked. So sad. Yeah, okay. I mean, you'd think these people, they don't know. I don't know the way these like you said, these rich Southerners could treat them.
Yeah, killing for fun, yeah.
The second that AWOL and Raga run down to the camp, you can kind of look at the crates and the barrels, and you're kind of looking into the tents. You suddenly hear like...
there is a second.
There's the
coming
second
cockatrice. From behind one of the tents, you hear...
Oh, man.
I'm going to raise my shield.
Cockatrice.
It turns around the corner and it immediately sees Raga.
Oh, no. Look at it. No, don't look at it.
I don't look at it. I raised my shield. I raised my shield.
It charges at you.
Charges at me.
Oh, come on. No, Raga, talk to it. Talk to it. Oh, God.
No.
It's a full-blown so cockatrice.
Ugh. This is gnarly. I do not
ugly
like it.
And aggressive.
That's what it looks like. And as it charges at you and flaps its reptilian wings and its lizard-like tail swings behind it, we are going to stop for today.
Ugh. Oh,
Brody. Man.
Really?
If we put the emerald collar on it, maybe we can control it.
Maybe.
Oh, you mean the non-magical emerald collar that you got?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that should control it.
My idea's better, though, Jared.
Maybe it's been psychologically conditioned by the collar.
Yeah.
Pavlov's cockatrice. It's,
yeah.
Exactly.
He just pulls out the collar and it just immediately changes its mood. Oh my god, I can't believe this! Raga's gonna be turned to stone! 100%!
No.
100%!
No.
Now, class three.
The Holland and Barrett Wellness Day sale's live.
Hey,
what? Up to 55% off thousands of wellness faves. Hurry, it ends 16th of June.
Right, gotta go to Holland and Barrett.
Okay, class, let's wrap this up.
Thank you, Body Fill S. Shop now. Up to 55% off selected lines. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Sale runs 13th to the 16th of June.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Ox Venture, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.